Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And it is Saturday. It's 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time out here in California, where we're glowing in the dark. 11 o'clock Central and, of course, midnight Eastern. And James Corbett is not with us. He is, fortunately, he had left Japan for Canada. And I say fortunately, it was for a death in the family. And our thoughts and our prayers go out to him, as I'm sure they do for the listeners. He is still in Canada. He is doing well. He is due to come back in April next month, in a week or so. We're not sure if that's still good. I haven't heard from him in about a week or so. And I hope, I doubt he's listening tonight, but he might be. If he is, our thoughts and prayers go out to him. And I know he knew probably people who have been lost in the earthquake and tsunami and in the aftermath and outfall in Japan. And I would like to send our condolences and our thoughts and prayers, of course, out to him and his families and loved ones and the people of Japan for what they are enduring at the moment. And as we fire up what appears to be, another war in Libya and, of course, the entire Middle East. And I've covered this on the program before, and, you know, you can get the archives, foot the bill, help foot the bill, pay the bill, pay for the archives. I think it's $25 a year. $1.33 a month. That's Geppetto talking in my ear, our producer. It's quite the deal. And in there, I've talked about what's going on in the Middle East. You know, it's effectively like in a military academy, which I went to, Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, where I came out as a naval officer, trained by the United States Navy and the Marine Corps and others. Congressional appointment. My brother had gone to West Point. Father went to West Point. Uncle went to Annapolis and more. So I have a great deal of federal and military service and training. I also have worked for General Electric and as a field engineer and project manager on LHDs and LHAs and DDGs. And in support roles on other vessels. And that is the music coming up, but we're going to talk a little bit about everything going on tonight. I want to get into all this stuff, you know, a little bit more. I'm just kind of flummoxed about all the stuff going on with myself, but we'll be right back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making to bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
People, were back. Yeah, no, I've been trying to, of course, obtain proper, independent, competent counsel. And most recent, you know, I'm supposed to have paid counsel, paid for by the federal government in this situation. It was set up under a federal trust plan to, and I'd had counsel, but counsel was forced upon me by the first judge, quote unquote. And you know, the deeper I keep getting pushed into all this, and this is one thing I wanted to talk about, is supposedly these courts are Article I courts, courts that are created by Congress, that are legislative courts, I guess, for want of a better word. And you can go in and look up and study and review and try to comprehend and understand what an Article I court is yourself. There's supposedly Article I and Article III. Even though in these proceedings, and I raised it, they were Article II courts, because it's the executive branch carrying them on. It's the Coast Guard themselves. I only found out recently, speaking to a FOIA officer in the Coast Guard, that these are allegedly, supposedly, reportedly, Article I courts, even though the ALJ, or administrative law judge, they used to be called hearing officers, are known as, or declared in the proceedings, in the second set of proceedings, ALJ Brzezinski, who is tied to all sorts of corruption, stated in the proceedings that they were an Article 32 proceeding, which is an executive branch Article II military tribunal. I guess only the appellate courts in the Military proceedings are what they again call Article 1 courts. The lower courts supposedly are, I assume, Article 2, because they are part of the executive branch. If you go to like the case law that I brought up, Reed versus Covert, 1957, says that we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts underneath the executive branch. But there's a decision, if you go to Wikipedia and look it up, Article 1 versus Article 3, it explains the difference between an Article 1 and an Article 3 court. And in there, it talks about the decision from the Supreme Court where the Article 1 courts were created. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up real quick right now. I'll just type in Article 1 and Article 3 courts or tribunals. And, you know, a tribunal is a court, same thing. But this is on Wikipedia, and, you know, you can take it for whatever it's worth. But an Article 1 tribunal consists of certain federal courts and other forms of adjudicative bodies. It would be like the National Transportation Safety Board, or the National Labor Relations Board, or the Railway Labor Board, Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service would be another, which is federal mediators. A perfect example of that is like when Reagan went after the professional air traffic controllers, he was supposed to call out the FMCS, the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, so that they would go in and look at the complaints of the employees, look at the books and the practices of the employers, whether they be a federal government agency, whether they be a corporation, you know, federal and even state, you know, more specifically federal or something having federal ramifications or federal jurisdiction, like, you know, an airport or air traffic controllers is obviously a federal because it's intrastate between the states. Because most airports are not just for state traffic. They usually have interstate and even international traffic in and out of them. But let me read this or continue on. So Article 1 tribunals consist of certain federal courts and other forms of adjudicative bodies. These tribunals, as created by Congress, meaning that there's an act by Congress, like the National Labor Relations Act, that created the National Labor Relations Board, are various forms and have different levels of independence from the executive and legislative branches. They can be Article I courts, also called legislative courts, set up by Congress to review agency decisions, military courts, martial appeal courts, and that would be like an appellate court for, you know, court martials, where the court martial is an Article II court or an agency or branch of the federal, you know, executive branch. Ancillary courts with judges appointed by Article III appeals court judges or administrative agencies. The Coast Guard is not an administrative agency. It's a federal military police agency, minimally. But then it's now a branch of military because in 2003, under the cover of the launching of the war in Iraq, they turned the Coast Guard into a special branch of military, not in the Department of Defense, but that can, it's in the Department of Homeland Security where no branches of military are supposed to exist. But the Coast Guard is now a branch of military in Homeland Security operating under martial law, a form of, you know, or I should say military law, a form of martial law, under Title 10, which is military law. It's for the DOD and DOD only. It's for four branches of military: Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. The Coast Guard is only listed in Title 10 when they are moved into the Navy under DOD, when they bring in, say, a contingency, an individual, or an attachment or detachment, and bring them into the United States Navy from the Coast Guard using their training on command and control and their command and control structure as quote-unquote civil servants who wear uniforms, who have guns, who are more like the military than dislike the military. and they use them to fill, you know, fulfill surge requirements in the event we go to war and we need small boat handlers, maritime police in the Navy to carry on operations, you know, overseas, like, say, what happened in Vietnam, World War I, World War II. But now they've moved the Coast Guard as an independent special branch of military out of the Department of, Transportation. It didn't even come from, you know, the Department of Defense. So they moved it from the Department of Transportation as a federal maritime police force and then converted it because they had been trained on Title 10 and UCMJ in the event they were moved into the Navy under DOD and started to independently declare under Bush and under the cover of the launching of the war in Iraq in 2003 that now in Homeland Security they were an independent special branch of military that the National Defense Industrial Association, the NDIA, close to 1,400 military federal contractors like Lockheed Martin, Boeing, General Dynamics, and more could contract to now that they were, quote-unquote, a special or a branch of military. So there's a lot of people that stood to benefit from converting a civil service where the individuals in that agency, and it was an agency, not a branch of military, were under civil service law, like the Title V, the APA, Administrative Procedure Act. And the Title V was there for those individuals as employees of an agency, civil servants, you know, like the Admiral of the Coast Guard is like the Surgeon General. You know, they may put on a uniform, but it's not a real uniform. It's a, the Surgeon General is really not even supposed to be wearing a uniform. The term is like the Attorney General. Attorney General is not a general per se, or if he is, it's as a civilian in charge, and the term is more civilian in its character and nature, and more general in its nature than anything, you know, supposedly military. But what has happened is, you know, we've allowed the Coast Guard to, once again, and this has happened before, it happened in prior to World War II, and that's why they were brought in and subsumed into the Department of War entirely in World War II, and then pushed out after the war when the Department of War was converted to the Department of Defense. And they were pushed out into and under Title 14, not Title 10, to where the Coast Guard came under Title 5 for its own personnel as civil servants for due process so that anything, you know, like these administrative courts, they would use so that due process was protected for its own personnel. But now they're using Title 5 and applying it to civilians or alleged civilians. They've done it to myself and even in my situation, they're trying to run it as a corrupt probate court where the Coast Guard can act as a corrupt probate court and strip a person of their constitutional rights and protections by declaring them to be incompetent. I've realized more recently that that was the reason they tried to, quote-unquote, tie me to Timothy McVeigh to try to say that I'm, quote-unquote, a public safety hazard somehow, that I am a danger to myself and to others, and that somehow I was or have been suicidal, which is not the case. I've never tried to commit suicide. I've never declared anything about it. They tried to force me to talk about it in the midst of all this stuff that they were pulling, trying to tie me to Timothy McVeigh and more. And I'm like, huh? Why? These people are criminal. I mean, the people in our government running our government. And this guy Brzezinski is sitting on my case. He wants to go after Social Security. He's got a game plan for it. Using these administrative law courts, these Article I courts, to do exactly what they did with the 9/11 trust fund. We'll be right back.
SBA. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Yeah, then you got to remember the Department of Homeland Security was originally going to be called the Department of Homeland Defense. And Obama is a Bushkovite. If he wasn't hired and trained and brought in by the military-industrial complex, you know, i.e. the military and the Pentagon, to be the commander-in-chief and not the president, and to focus more on the commander-in-chief by ignoring his role as commander-in-chief and focusing more on vacationing. I mean, he's doing effectively what Bush did. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's a constitutional scholar. He's a constitutional professor, supposedly. And the things that he's doing, like even in Libya, let alone in what he's done and continue to do in Iraq and Afghanistan, he's inherited those wars. He can't just say that, they were there when I came into office, so I've got carte blanche and a free pass because the guy before me didn't know anything about, you know, declaring war and going to Congress. And you know, we're just, look at the economy. I mean, look at what's going on in our country. We're militarizing everything under the sun. And people don't realize this backdoor draft that's going on in the police departments around the country, where our military, the longer we run wars overseas and then bring military back and then let them leave after 2 to 4 years or whatever after enlistment, or 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 or whatever, and then allow them to become police officers, we're militarizing our police. So the longer these wars go on, and I think most people would realize that they were not only created unconstitutionally, that they have been carried on unconstitutionally, but we can't afford them. They're bankrupting the country. We're in trillions of dollars of debt. And at some point, a lot of people say, well, and I've had people say this to me is, you know, I'm strong on defense and I support the military in any and all ways and whatever. And I'm not anti-military. I went to a military academy. Give me a break. I'm a naval officer. I mean, even in my own situation, I fought to restore my naval commission and my status because I've been attacked, my security clearances and more, for sticking up against and standing up against federal contracting violations, KETAM, you know, a waste, fraud, abuse, and gross mismanagement. And instead they're, you know, trying to use the Coast Guard. They use the Coast Guard to strip me of my naval commission, my security clearances. I'm not in the Coast Guard. But my license as a federal maritime officer, an officer in the United States Merchant Marine, is directly tied to my naval commission. And it's that way for a reason. I mean, all these things that are there to protect us on station, quote-unquote, you know, my initial commission coming out of the academy states on it that I'm an officer in the United States Navy on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. And talking about corruption going on in the quote-unquote union or officers association where they're buying and selling federal contract or, you know, federal officer positions on board ships. Many of these ships aren't even American-owned and controlled anymore. They're not even American-flagged on a lot of them. Guys like Archie Morgan, who went to my academy, who's been one of the individuals who, you know, quote-unquote, turned me over to the Coast Guard and had the Coast Guard come after me, attack me to stop the federal lawsuits in federal district court in Los Angeles against primarily, initially at least, two of the shipping companies, Matson, a big daddy from the late 1800s that helped take over the Hawaiian Islands, Captain Matson, he's tied to Bishop and the Bishop estate and more. Matson has been the major shipping company on the West Coast going to Hawaii and other places in to the Orient, Japan and Taiwan and Guam and other places, along with Sealand or what is now Maersk, which is a Dutch company. A.P. Moller is the principal in that. You probably remember the, I think it was the, I want to say USS Alabama. I know it was the Alabama, but I'm trying to think if it was a motor vessel or a steamship. And I think it was the, I want to say Sealand, Alabama, but it might have been the, no, it was the Maersk, Alabama, I believe. So the Alabama is flying an American flag, but it's owned by a foreign shipping company. That's like, you know, having an oil rig flying the American flag, but owned by BP or Shell. And we've got the same situation in our North Slope, and these are things that I've been, you know, complaining about, talking about, trying to redress, you know, by even going into federal district court, first and foremost, for the Merchant Marine, because we don't have a system of due process to where we can get into court ourselves and correct things. And that, you know, that's part of the problem, not only in the Merchant Marine, but in our country, this whole attack, this frivolous attack on our First Amendment rights of lawsuits to get into a, you know, U.S. court or a state court and do it as a you know, a form of a public trust, just like a public library, with little or no fees or costs to where you can get in there and there's a leveling of the playing field between a major player, like, say, General Electric, and one guy, to where one guy could have his complaints somehow heard against General Electric. But more and more issues of sovereign immunity are being used to block individuals from going after, even in this maritime issues in the Coast Guard. I think Dresser was the individual who brought the suit. But it was basically blocked on a Bivens action, which is Bivens versus DEA, six unnamed DEA agents. You can look up what a Bivens action is.
But, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, I don't even know what to say. As far as my own situation, I'm up against, you know, like Archie Morgan the IV. He's a Kings Pointer. He went to my academy. And he's the one who used the Coast Guard as the quote-unquote licensing authority. And you got to ask, like, they keep saying that these are just licensing proceedings. Well, how can an Article I court, a legislative court, a congressional court, be a licensing proceeding? How can they use it to quote-unquote decommission me out of the Navy and out of civil service or civilian service as an officer in the United States Merchant Marine and use the Coast Guard and military personnel, like a JAG officer who was the prosecutor, lieutenant commander, now he was a lieutenant when he brought the charges against me 8 years ago, Triple A, Christopher Triple A in the Coast Guard. He's a JAG, you know, at the proceedings on May 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 2008 at the Federal Fusion Center in Long Beach, California. He was then in uniform and a JAG prosecutor, a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard. So the very nature of and character of the prosecutor goes to the nature and character of the court, which makes it a military tribunal. And it's the Coast Guard as the complainant, where they haven't, you know, actually brought any charges against me for a violation of law, rule, or regulation. They've just tried to say that I'm, you know, through hearsay within hearsay. And supposedly, you know, how can a legislative court allow hearsay within hearsay to make laws? And they're using these Article I courts to do that, make law. But they're using a branch of military to make law for civilians. It's not the Coast Guard carrying on, and this is what it was intended for, it's not the Coast Guard carrying on proceedings of itself and its own personnel for internal and only remedial proceedings, which is like, you know, you can't be stripped of any life, liberty, or property, obviously, in a remedial proceeding, but that's not their interpretation of remedial. They're saying that these are remedial proceedings because you have the right to appeal, and that's your remedy. So you're right, after being held within a military tribunal by the Coast Guard for 8 years, your remedy is to appeal it first to the Coast Guard Commandant. And we've had two different ALJs involved in this. The first was ALJ McKenna, and that was one of the reasons why this attorney who just turned me down trying to gain counsel, and he wanted, you know, minimally up front $75,000, was because what went on where I started filing my own motions, because the counsel that represented me was counsel owned and controlled by the shipping companies. It's like being on the BP Horizon, and you're trying, and they're coming after you for what happened on board. And of course, BP has chosen and forced counsel upon you in any kind of administrative, remedial, Article I congressional legislative court, to where, and they even tried to stifle me to where I couldn't speak for myself. And in these proceedings, you have the right to assistance of counsel, and to basically, you know, lean over and say, you know, what should I say? And should I say this, or should I take the fifth, or whatever? And instead, they're using, you know, they're denying me the right to counsel, even though I have, and I'm supposed to have paid counsel in these proceedings. And I've been acting without counsel for the last 5 years, as forced to do. But if you have counsel, you can either, and he filed a motion in this, the first ALJ did, to where I could either have counsel and speak through counsel, or be counsel myself and not have assistance of counsel, which is not the way these proceedings are set up. They're supposed to be to where they, you don't have the quote-unquote right to counsel under Title V, Administrative Procedure Act. But in our situation, we have the right to counsel under other provisions, which are articles of agreement, shipping articles, that were enacted in 1791 by our founding fathers, to where within our shipping articles, we have paid statutory right to counsel that actually comes from underneath our medical benefits plan. So that way, regardless of you know, anything going on with you, even if you're injured at some extent, and it was set up that way so they couldn't strip it from you, because back in the day when a lot of this was created, it's not like now where they could just strip you of your medical benefits as well. That at some point, you know, and this goes even into Admiralty Law, Maritime, Jones Act, Maintenance and Cure, and a bunch of other provisions, you know, a lot of our rights and benefits, even for, you know, union members. And, you know, I am in the midst of all this, had been and you know, should still be a quote-unquote union member, although it is an association. It's a member of the AFL-CIO. It's called a union, but it's more of an association, like a professional engineering association. It was started that way back in the 1800s, 1880s, because a lot of engineers were dying on steamships, and they were blowing up, and, you know, from pressure vessels not being properly manufactured, and steam, you know, improper steam pressure, and just an improper set of standards for the industry. And so a lot of this was done and created back in the 1880s and more. My union, the Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, rather than actually standing behind me and protecting and defending me, they were named as a defendant in federal district court, and they stood next to and protected the shipping companies, the employers, the federal contractors. And that is a large problem with the corruption in the unions, is that the unions have been lent the corporate model under the National Labor Relations Act, Taft-Hartley, Norris-LaGuardia Act, and a bunch of other laws, Labor Management Relations Act, It was trying to rein in to where, even in the Labor Management Reporting Disclosure Act, that a union member had the absolute right to free speech in any and all tribunals, and they have curtailed that enormously so that they can cover up internal corruption, federal contracting violations, grand theft, with people operating within the federal government who are working hand in hand with people in the corporations. I mean, that is fascism, to where the corporation and its entities and people and players and those families who control them are in bed with and often married to those who are acting in the government as the regulators, the overseers. As in Admiral Allen's case, you know, he's now working for the RAND Corporation. He was a former Coast Guard commandant. You know, and why would somebody from a civil service like the Coast Guard, life-saving service, lighthouse service, ice-breaking service, et cetera, all these volunteer civil services that finally set up to, you know, be a federal agency to where it was paid professionals, how could it become a special branch of military all of a sudden? And he not only gets an award from the National Defense Industrial Association, the 1,365-plus members, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, and more, he gets an award from this association, then he goes to work for them. That's like the Surgeon General going to work for Lockheed Martin or for the RAND Corporation or any of these other NDIA members. And rather than a union being supported and cleaned up and actually representing the union members and the employees, which isn't and hasn't been the case for a very long time, we've got unions or associations like the National Defense Industrial Association that, instead of bringing together citizens, employees, Americans, laborers, employees, it's bringing together massive federal contractors, military federal contractors, under the safe haven of a quote-unquote association or union, to where Scott Walker, Walker Davis Bush family, you know, there is no coincidence there, and you see how he's been counseled to, you know, effectively bring these as actions against public servants. And public servants do deserve good pay. They do deserve a pension. They do deserve due process. They do deserve security, because they cannot do their job as a public servant, whether it's bringing power, water, light, you know, use telephone and more, back in the day, and depending on, you know, what you look to and what you believe should be in the public service realm. You know, and I've talked about this on this show before, about, I think it was Minnesota. It's not Minnesota. It was Minneapolis, I think it was, that was setting up an intranet within the city that was a public service utility, rather than having, you know, AT&T just picked up T-Mobile, a German corporation, for $39 billion. And if you look at the background of AT&T in World War One and Two, and, you know, where it came from and what it's done, it's much like the railroads and all of the other industries, shipbuilding and more, steel manufacture, chemicals, that uses war to drive, if not secure, their economy, their own industry, their own corporation, their own families, and to beat, you know, plowshares into swords for the interim, and use war to leapfrog technology so that they can come in and carry on absolute command and control of an industry. Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, General Electric. General Electric, you know, I've mentioned this on the show before too, is funded and helped started by J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan came to the United States prior to the Civil War, helped incite the Civil War, funded both sides of the Civil War, took down American financial houses prior to, during, and after the Civil War, converted them back to crown possessions, Not only did his son, J.P. Morgan Jr., sign and was signatory to the Federal Reserve Act, help sponsor that, and you can go to G. Edward Griffin and the Creature from Jekyll Island and read up on that and the Fed and how we've privatized. You know, once they've privatized the banking system, think about if all the money from the Federal Reserve was going into the state coffers, where the states had their own, you know, mints. Why do you think we have coins from a bunch of different states and more? To where, you know, the states were making and printing their own money. It was all the same, but each state was had control over their own treasury to an extent, and that the central government, the centrist government, you know, Obama's a centrist. He's as much a fascist or a corporatist as President Bush was, and or President Reagan and others. They believe in bringing the rights together in one place rather than keeping them evenly distributed to the people to where you can. And this is one of the issues that I brought up and have fought in my own plight, is due process. Your right and your ability to protect your own rights and get into court or wherever or get heard before congressman or representative and not being, you know, from the family of General Electric or any of these large corporations or the corporate families that are tied to them, to where you can get in and get direct representation, or you can represent yourself and get heard by a court to where your matters are actually... The more and more I look at cases that are coming out, I'm trying to think, there was one I was looking at the other day. They basically sidestepped the issue of discovery so that the company, had to do with Google, I think, to where they blocked the lawsuit by saying that, you know, using a Rule 12b, I think it was, to effectively block discovery, making a ruling so that the case really couldn't go forward because they couldn't prove their case without discovery. And there was clearly, that's what it was about, well, free speech, that spam filters with Google, and I think you can find some articles out on this. I don't know if it's on Republic or InfoWars. I think I saw it on, it was a law website. But they're effectively knocking out, and they have their own criteria internally to where they can filter emails. Anything that is harassing, vexatious, objectionable. And it's like, who defines what is objectionable? Well, Google does, and Yahoo, and these large corporations. So at some point, they get to set their filters. If you want to send out a mass email, or if you want to tell people, hey, what's going on, and warn and inform, they get to decide if your email goes forward. So instead of being able to simply call, you know, you can get a robocall from these corporate whore, excuse my French, lenders and corporations that can harass and you know, come after you in a vexatious manner, and use these robocallers to do it, and even to where the political, the lobbyists and others are using these robocalls, and people running for office, but you can't use them to get out a message about what's going on, you know, to warn and inform your fellow man about how certain legislation is pending, or how the Coast Guard has been turned into a branch of military somehow overnight, and not within the Department of Defense, but within Homeland Security. People were in trouble. I mean, doesn't anybody get it? I mean, I don't know if it's just the people listening to this show and other shows on the Republic Broadcasting Network and, you know, Alex Jones Network, Genesis, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, and I guess Coast to Coast is kind of, from some comments I've seen recently, coming around and starting to figure out, and hopefully people will figure out the whole New World Order thing is nothing but a reinvigoration, a recreation, a relabeling, a rebranding of the United Kingdom. This isn't about republics around the world. This isn't really even about federalism, unless you want to think of what, you know, the Federal Reserve is. It's about centrist power. It's about monarchies. There's no coincidence that the Human Genome Project was completed just as this, 9/11 had just happened. I think the Human Genome Project, I want to say it was finished in 2003. to where they mapped basically the entire human genome. But that goes directly to lineage, bloodlines, who's who, who's related to who, and deciding who is the rightful heir to not only the worldwide United Kingdom, but individual kingdoms that they're setting up, even here in the United States. It has been supposedly a republic of, by, and for the people, where we don't believe in. And go read up on Thomas Paine. You know, go read The Rights of Man, and a bunch of his works, and you'll see he was a devout anti-royalist, and he was actually put on a list by the United Kingdom, Britain, for being an anti-royalist. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. Well, that's the show. It goes by fast, people. You know, I really don't know what to say. I could really use help. I'm basically standing up against this mess on my own. They've turned these Article 1 congressional legislative courts, and people don't realize that we live in a common law country. Anything they can and do to me, they can and will do to you, and they will use what they've done to me as precedents to do unto you. So at some point, sitting and standing by as people are, you know, they used to have a thing, I think I've talked about this on the show before a couple times at least, I think it was in the 60s, called the Red Shirts, and they used to go, they did exactly what Ray McGovern did in front of Hillary Clinton, and stood up and turned his back on her when she was addressing the public. And it's, you know, if all the people in there, or even a number of the people in there had done that, and he had gotten some support, they couldn't have taken him out and beat him up. But they used to do this in our courts, to where they would have the people. And why do you think they're setting up these courts to where you have to get frisked going in? It's not about weapons. It's about dehumanizing you. If you want to go into a public system, you know, they might as well start frisking you to go into a public library, let alone a public toilet. We're not supposed to have these levels of, you know, quote-unquote, because it's not security. It has nothing to do with security. It has to do with harassment and to get you not to want to go to use your public facilities, to privatize everything, to take down not just the seat of government, but to take down any and all things that are part of the public trust, whether it be Mount Rushmore, Yosemite, Yellowstone, the highways, the byways, the freeways, you know, our lakes, rivers, oceans, and more, to where everything is privatized and owned and controlled by a corporation and group of families, very elite, specific, self-appointed families, and not by we the people, all of us, to where we can elect and unelect those who represent us and those who control those assets and resources. You know, it's upon you people. We're in some real serious times. And the only way that you can stop, you can't do anything about what's going on in Libya or Iraq. To an extent, you can. But, you know, we had tens of millions of people out in the street to try to prevent the Iraq war. But there are things here in our own in our own country, back here at home, that you can help out. Like in my own situation, I still need a defense fund. I need a 501, you know, C3. I need a, I could probably get donations to it. If I could get some help, I need legal counsel. I'm up against a branch of military that I'm not in on my own, who's trying to, and has done an effective job over the last 8, 9, 10 years, to have me declared incompetent. Go see the movie Sucker Punch. I wanted to talk about that. It's kind of like Shutter Island, but it gets into this whole mental health issue. You can look into CCHR, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. I think it's more of a just a front organization for Scientology. I did give them information, and it was kind of like, well, sorry, you know, it looks like you did see something in your industry, and somebody's come after you, but there's not anything we can do about it, and thank you very much. So, but they do have a good museum, and hey, anybody that is against the unlawful and unwanted and unnecessary use of psychiatry. They've been trying to force me into a psych exam for the last 8 years, and I refused. And they've, you know, stolen records, falsified records, used the judge as a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, the ALJ, administrative law judge, or quote-unquote hearing officer. Go to the websites, crossingtherubicon.org and martiallaw911.com, MARTIALLAW911.com. Thanks, we're out.